When we first came here, our intention was to rent an office space in one of the major buildings in downtown Clearwater. And we're standing right now in front of the SunTrust building. Well, the owner of the building was contacted by the Church of Scientology, and it was suggested, apparently, by the church that dealing with people like Bob Minton, Jesse Prince, and Stacy Brooks in terms of leasing office space was a dangerous thing, and that these people were here in, or were coming here to Clearwater, or trying to come here into Clearwater to stir up trouble. Well, so we're told that morning that the owner has had a change of mind about the use for the space, and it's no longer available. In each and every instance where we went, we believe that Scientology contacted the property owners and the leasing agents and tried to discourage them from having anything to do with us, painted us as violent deprogrammers who were going to kidnap Scientologists off the streets of Clearwater, rape innocent women and children, you know, in the guise of being the Lisa McPherson Trust.
Unable to lease space, Bob decided to buy a building at 33 North Fort Harrison from accountant Scott Brower.
I had actually contacted Mr. Minton when I discovered he wanted to buy property in downtown Clearwater, and he called me back after the contact was made. We had a little conversation on a Thursday. He was here on a Monday. We talked, and I would say in less than an hour we agreed on the price and the terms, and we shook hands, and there was a signed contract within 3 to 5 hours later that day.
And I said to him before I left, I said, you know, Scott, even if the Church of Scientology comes in this afternoon with an offer double the price, I want to know that when I come back here with that contract this afternoon, that we've committed to a deal based on our word and our handshake and our gentleman's agreement. And he said, you know, it's a done deal.
I think I'm capable of assessing a person's integrity, and so far Bob's lived up to everything he shook hands with me on, and so have I, so we're getting along just fine.
You know, I was really worried for the last couple of months that this thing would actually happen.
When Bob and I walked through the building to show him the building across the hall upstairs, there were scientists who just walked into the building and proceeded to interrupt our conversation and wanted to tell me what an evil man Mr. Minton was and a number of other things. And I told them I wasn't interested in what they had to say, and I asked them very nicely to leave. They ignored me, and I repeated the request that I was private property. They were not invited, and I asked them to leave again. And I told them if they didn't leave, I'd call the police, which I did. The police came, and they finally left. At that point, they began picketing the building and videotaping people, my clients, my livelihood, people coming to and from this office, which rankles me to this day.
I knew that Scientology would be in there trying to stop it. They have tried to stop it. They tried as late as 1 o'clock this afternoon to stop it.
They doubled Mr. Minton's offer that he and I had shook hands on, as well as agreed to indemnify me for any costs, attorney's fees, or damages, which basically would require me to welch on my deal in my handshake, not to speak of my integrity. And I told them I wouldn't do it.
You know, there are other people in the world who have integrity and are willing to stand up for what is right and correct. And Scott Brower did that. And, you know, I think that we're all doing that as well. We know that what Scientology does to people is not good. It's not right. It's not just. It shouldn't be happening. And it especially shouldn't be happening here in, you know, what is supposed to be, you know, the freest country in the world. And we're going to make sure that it doesn't. And that's what the Lisa McPherson Trust is all about. And I thank everybody for being part of it.
I'm happy to have sold this property. At the same time, I'm happy for Bob Minton and his organization to do whatever it is they want to do.
You know, we can all look back to November of 1995 when Lisa McPherson tried to get away from Scientology. there was, this was a woman who had spent 18 of her 36 years of her life inside the Church of Scientology. She was, you know, one time I remember the Sea Org. Towards the end of her life, she decided in some way or another, for whatever reason or another, that Scientology wasn't working for her. And she made it very clear that to one of her friends in Texas, Kelly, whatever her name is, that she was leaving Scientology and coming home to Texas for good. Well, we all know that it didn't happen that way for Lisa McPherson. She was taken into the Fort Harrison Hotel and never came out alive. You know, Lisa McPherson, that first afternoon when she went there to the Fort Harrison Hotel, got out and tried to escape. There was nowhere for her to run. You know, she got in her car. She got into a traffic accident because she was looking for help. She wanted to be taken to the hospital. You know, this building right here is probably a 1 minute run from the Fort Harrison Hotel. If just one person ever ran into the door of this place and was saved from the same kind of fate that Lisa McPherson experienced, you know, everything that we've all done up to this point would be completely worth it. But it's not the one person that we want to save in Scientology. There are a lot of people in Scientology who we want to help them see that there is a life outside of this organization if they want it. If they want a life in this organization, that's fine too. But we want to help make that organization a place that they can be happy with them.
The important thing is that if this organization existed in 95,
Lisa McPherson might be alive. She might have run here. No matter how much we would have been vilified by the Church of Scientology, violent deprogrammers, we're going to kidnap people off the streets
of
Clearwater.
One of the people that was involved with Lisa might have called us.
Yeah.
Just one of them might have said, there's a woman at the hospital and they're trying to get her. Please help.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, Dell. Hi, it's Bob Minton. I am in the Lisa McPherson Trust building, which we closed on this afternoon. And this is the first phone call made on the office phones. And I wanted you to be the first to know that this has happened, and tomorrow morning we're going to actually open the doors of the Lisa McPherson Trust here in Clearwater. You know, it's a happy time, and it's also a sad time because, you know, it's because of Lisa that we came here, really. And you know, we're gonna do everything we can, Del, to make sure that situations like Lisa don't happen down here in Clearwater anymore. Yep. Well, we want you to know we love you. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.